Mila Komarnitsky is the author of a recently published novel set in 20th century Ukraine. It's called Wretched Land, and it's already won an award, the Anna Pidruchny Award for New Writers. As the title suggests, it deals with the most devastating events in Ukraine during the first part of that century. Yet despite the title, I found the story to be utterly heartwarming and incredibly inspiring. The characters all seem to be composites of my own extended family members, although all my known relatives were already in Canada when the story was taking place. Wretched Land is a novel that I think all Nosh Holos listeners would enjoy, so I'm not going to give away the story and spoil it for you. However, I did speak with the author, Mila Komarnitsky, via Skype from her home just outside of Edmonton, about why she wrote the book, and maybe to give you just a sneak preview of her amazing story. Thanks, Mila, for joining us, and welcome to Nosh Holos.
Thank you very much, Colette, for inviting me to participate in your radio show.
Mila, this is your first novel. What inspired you to write not just this novel, but any novel at all?
Well, like, I really never dreamed to be a writer. I have a veterinary degree from Ukraine, where I came from to Canada to live with my husband, Canadian citizen, and I earned a Doctor of Philosophy degree from Alberta University in Canada, and I got a job as a postgraduate researcher. However, I got sick and I had to retire, and I didn't know what to do with my spare free time, so I decided to improve my English language skills, and to make it more interesting, I decided to write stories. So after reading one old Ukrainian history book, the novel Wretched Land was born. I took the novel writing course and I learned the art and craft of novel writing, and I fell in love with process. And now I cannot think about anything else but the novels. That's funny, but that's how I became a writer.
Amazing. So you come to Canada, English is your second language, and to learn English, you start to write stories and you publish a novel. Fantastic, Mila. Congratulations.
Thank you. And when I read that story about Ukrainian history book, I realized that there is certain things that I, when I lived in Ukraine, I didn't know about, because, you know, Ukrainian history was changed to show everybody that everyone in the country loved communist regime and glorified Stalin. However, it wasn't true. Like, we always thought that fighters for Ukraine independence been mostly Ukrainians who lived in Western Ukraine. But in Eastern Ukraine, we thought that everyone was glorifying communist regime. However, it happened to be that many fighters, prominent fighters for Ukraine's independence in Eastern Ukraine, been perished during Stalin's cruel regime, and their family names were wiped out. So I thought it would be nice to write a novel where I would show feelings, thoughts, and dreams of one family who lived through three wars, three famines, socialist revolution, and a cruel Stalinist regime. I wanted to show readers how one can survive so many ordeals and still be able to love, to be loved, to have hopes for a better future, and to feel happiness. The story is fictional, but it is interwoven into the fabric of Ukrainian history.
It seemed so real to me. I knew it was fiction when I was reading it, but, being an avid, I studied history in university. That was my major, and I specialized in East European history and have studied much since. So, all the facts were tight. Your research is outstanding. And I could, in some ways, relate to that story. I mean, my own grandparents that came over before the revolution, but it could very easily there are parallels. It's not exactly the same, but they came from a landowning family as well, and they would have lost their a state, just the way your characters did. And I'm not going to go any more into the story because we don't want to spoil it for listeners. But the fact that you wrote it in Eastern, set it in Eastern Ukraine is interesting as well, because that's where you're from then, Eastern Ukraine?
Yes, that's where my family from Eastern Ukraine. I wrote the countryside was set in Kharkiv region and in the city of Kharkiv, and that's where I grew up. In 1990, I came to marry my husband, Selmer, who is a Canadian citizen.
And you live just outside of Edmonton now?
Yeah, I live in Willingdon right now, but my husband grew up in Riley area. Mm-hmm. Maybe somebody knows the town of Vegreville, which is famous for Ukrainian heritage.
Yes.
So we are around this town.
Okay, well, very nice. Now, you also have kind of a behind-the-scenes role on here on Nash Holos that, you know, listeners would not know about. You're translating Natalka Buchok's Ukrainian Food Fair presentations from a cookbook from 1929 Ukraine. We're not going to talk too much about that because this is really about your book, but you have a PhD in nutrition and metabolism. Was that a factor in you, in your attraction to volunteer to do the translations for this?
Yeah, in certain way, I'm interested in culinary arts as well. I like cooking, by the way. And when I wrote my novel, I put a lot of descriptions of food preparation.
Yes.
The reason was to emphasize with the description of nice food, Ukrainian food. I wanted to make that famine emphasized the famine. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of a distinction with that. So, and when I heard about that cookbook, it was because it's Ukrainian cookbook, I wanted to translate it. I was interested in that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you for doing that. It's just wonderful to have you on board doing that, and working with you is a delight. You're such a hard worker, and you're very methodical and focused and dedicated, and I can see why this book is so captivating. I have to say that the title, I was expecting a really sad story, and it is sad, but it's not, like, it's inspiring, it's interesting. You made tragedy interesting. And you've made it easy to relate, to understand what these people were going through, but without it being really painful for the reader. How did you, first of all, come up with the title, and how did you manage to do that?
Well, I wanted, because, like, maternal grandparents, they in general prototypes of this novel, like Dmitro and Christina. But I didn't want to write about my grandparents because their life wasn't that really reflected all the events in the country that we are. I wanted to take one family and went them through the entire Ukrainian history, that they would have everything, just one family. And I wanted to make the main hero, Dmitro, that he loved a land. He was a peasant, because I wanted to show collectivization and the cruel Stalinist regime and how people glorified Stalin. And I wanted to make Dmitro a fighter for Ukraine's independence, that he's the one who knew the truth in the country, who knew about the famine in the country. And because Stalin took away land from peasants, I wanted Dmitro to dream about this land all his life, and dream about independent Ukraine when land will be really given to peasants in their free and restricted use. So the title, Wretched Land, reflects the turmoil the Ukrainian peasants went through with the ownership of the physical land, as well as it is a symbol of the suffering the country, the land, experienced in the 20th century.
Now, is there going to be a sequel or a prequel for that matter to Wretched Land?
Yeah, I'm thinking about writing a sequel to Wretched Land because the people who dreamed about independent Ukraine, it's not really happened in Ukraine as they dreamed about the country. Now there is crime, corruption, racketeering, and there is so much to tell about what is going on now in Ukraine.
Well, I'm looking forward to that for sure. I'm hoping you'll keep us posted.
Thank you.
And when you're done your translations, I guess, of the cookbook.
Oh, yeah, that's priority right now.
Well, thank you so much for giving us the information about your book, and I certainly encourage any Nash Holos listeners to get a copy of Wretched Land. And how can they do that, Mila?
Wretched Land is available from any Amazon bookstore and any other online bookstores. It's not in the physical stores right now, but it's online.
Awesome. Okay, so people can order it from anywhere online. And there's a web, you have a website as well for more, a little bit more information?
Yeah, I have my own website where people can get more information. It's www.komarnisky.com.
Awesome. Okay, we'll have a link to that on the Nash Holos website and blog as well. So thank you so much, Mila, for coming on Nash Holos and telling us all about your book, and looking forward very much to reading your next one.
Thank you, Paulette.